The Monash family is not happy its name is being used in an anti-science and anti-intellectual argument by Liberal and National backbenchers. The family has put out a public statement to that effect. I spoke with Mark Duray, a descendant of Sir John Monash, a short time ago. Mark Duray, welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you for having me.
Let's just first establish you are a descendant of Sir John Monash. How are you related?
Yes, I'm Sir John's great-grandson. The oldest of his great-grandchildren, and I'm speaking on behalf of a total of seven of us that are descendants, including the last surviving grandchild, Colin Bennett.
So you've got together in response to this conservative lobby group that are campaigning for Col on the backbench that have called themselves the Monash Forum. What is your objection to the use of the name?
Well, we have a couple of objections. The first one is that it was extremely discourteous of them to use the name without informing the family of it. You are quite happy to have the name used for a variety of worthy causes over the years, you know, everything from Monash University to the Monash Foundation. Now, while we don't claim legal control of the use of the name, we do assert a moral rights to its use for ideological purposes. So, as we say, it was very discourteous of it at the very minimum. But more than that, we dissociate ourselves specifically from the forum's use of the Monash name for their anti-science and anti-intellectual argument to give that an air of authority. And we are asking that they withdraw the name.
You write in the statement that while Monash himself was no left-wing radical in his personal politics, he was intellectual and scientific. Just Is it your view that if he was here today, he wouldn't be signing up to the values of this group?
It would be very certainly true that would be the case, that he wouldn't have a bar of that sort of thing. He would be very much an advocate of the new technologies surrounding power generation.
And you feel like his name's been taken for ideological purposes. Why do you think this is ideological? Because this group says they just want to make coal available so that there's cheaper energy. You don't agree with that?
Well, I mean, we all know, you know, it's a lineup. I don't want to get into invective and denigrate the, descend into name calling. But unfortunately, people regard this sort of thing through the very fine prism of politics, and this certainly seems to be some sort of move against Malcolm Turnbull, and futile in my opinion. But I don't believe these people have any real personal ideology of surrounding coal or not coal.
And there's a pretty cutting line in your statement. You say, we are sure that today he would be a proponent of the new technologies, e.g. wind and solar generation, rather than revert to the horse and buggy era.
That is so.
That's a pretty cutting line.
Yes, it is. But I don't resile from it. I think that we must move forward with new technologies. And if you think about what it was like 100 years ago, coal-fired electric generation was the cutting-edge technology. Nowadays, wind and solar are cutting-edge technologies. To go back 100 years is to go back from Monash's time 100 years, which would put them in the horse and buggy era, if you can see the analogy.
So you want them to withdraw the name, to stop calling themselves the Monash Forum?
Just so.
Have you got a response from them? Have you had conversations
with
them?
No. This statement is hot off the press.
But you expect that they will. Do you have any recourse if they choose not to?
No, we don't have any legal lien on the name, but we do assert what they call moral authority over this use of this name. We are happy to lend our names to lend the name Monash to various worthy causes, like I said, Monash University and the Monash Foundation and all that sort of stuff, but not this stuff, which has got a very narrow political purpose and is a technology that we deprecate.
And there's unity in the family? You're all signatories?
So.
There's no one sort of saying, hey, that's okay, they should be able to do this?
Very much so, the unity. I've contacted every member of the signatories and they say very much they want to proceed along these lines.
Mark Duray, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Mark Duray there. He is a direct descendant of Sir John Monash, and they want that name, Monash, withdrawn from the Monash Forum, which is the coalition MPs that have got together pushing for coal. What do you think? 0418 226 576.